OpenGov is a web-based program that aims to make government more effective and accountable. It offers programs for budgeting, planning, and public engagement, and offers a resource for accessing public information. But it also comes with a significant price tag for a small government, with an initial cost of $40,000. About half of that, $19,000, is installation fees and would only be paid in the first year. Assemblymember Heather Lendy made the motion to amend the budget and withdraw funding for OpenGov, though she said she had originally supported it because of its promise to improve transparency. Tom Morfitt said it's the price tag that turns him off of the program.
I'd be able to go along with this program if it were, say, a $5,000 annual expense. I think that it's a question of scale.
Tresham Gregg questioned whether the program would really provide something not currently accessible.
I'm still a little unclear on the perceived need for this. I mean, perhaps there's some need within the staff for this budget thing, but do we have a lot of people asking for check-by-check accounting of our finances?
Sean Mady has been a strong supporter of this program during assembly discussions in the last few months. He pushed back, saying this is an important new tool to engage the public, particularly younger residents.
It's not on them to beg to be heard. It's on us to listen to them. And what we are telling them right now is your voice, the way you talk, doesn't matter to me. I would be embarrassed to be a part of an assembly that did not 100% devote everything they could to transparency and civic engagement. And that's literally all this is.
Brenda Josephson also spoke in favor of the possibility of increased transparency.
I voted in support of it. I want the transparency. I believe the community wants the transparency. Do I know this is going to be a magic bullet? No, I don't. I have checked it out. I'm excited about the potential, and I continue to support this program.
But others, like Stephanie Scott, said this program is not necessary to achieve transparency and engage with the community.
I think that we have other things that we can spend this money on.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said she sees this as a way for the community to grow, becoming more informed and more engaged citizens.
We can do without this. We can do without a lot of things in this community. But I think when we look to what we want to be, and what we know we can be, it does involve embracing new ways of doing things.
Still in a 4-2 vote, the Assembly decided to remove funding for the program from the budget. The Assembly also added $37,000 to the community chest for nonprofit funding. It also approved an amendment that increases expenses in Fire District 1 by $10,000 to dispose of hazardous waste. Another increases the stipend for the fire chief by $250 per month. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.